Of course, we are ready. You know, these internally displaced persons were not there to remain for long time since peace is coming back in their area. The government has approved the move of the NGOs and the international agencies to close these camps because people are going back home, and the numerous of those remaining was very, very low, so that they can send them in another place to close a certain number of these barracks.
Some people are concerned that there are some remnants of armed groups in the area and could possibly harm these IDPs who are going back home. How is the government going to guarantee their safety and security once they go back to their villages?
The government is well aware of the location of those remnant elements. They are not all over the provinces. They are located somewhere. We cannot send people back to where those killers are found, but there are a lot of other places that are secured by the army, where police has been already disposed. So in these places that are safe, people are being sent back. And, you know, they came by their own will, and they are going back by their own will. Nobody is forced to leave a camp. But, of course, they found life very harsh in the camps, and they have to go to their place to be digging, to be doing their jobs, to be working, and it is what they are being done now.
With the closure of the IDP camps, will the individual villages be able to accommodate them, and is the government making provision for them to be taken care of, and what they will go back to jumpstart their lives that they lost because of the rebel insurgency in their communities?
Yes, the government has budgeted some amount, and have already prepared some means like crops, like animals, to help those who are engaged in agriculture activities to resume their activities. We have really spent some amounts in the current budget to help those compatriots to go back in their villages, because we know that everything has been burned, everything has been destroyed, and that they need to be assisted by both the government, the NGOs, and the international agencies.
What role is the UN supporting your effort?
We are working under a program that has been discussed with mostly the United Nations. We can't say that everything is well done now, and that the support that is being given by the UN is sufficient. But we are doing what we can do as a government, because we cannot, you know, leave these people aside of their own village without bringing new problems. They will show their dissatisfactions, and we need them in their area. We send our assistance as a government, and we coordinate with the UN to give what UN can give, though it is not sufficient. They are happy to go back and try to make their effort with their own community to try to solve the problem that have been created by the war.